shit.
Is anybody like that here?
Yeah, yeah, anybody.
Let me hear you say it loud and clear. That every one of you, from now on, you will begin to excel.
Amen.
Who is the one fellow that you will stand beside him or her and say, you are the one who will get my attention?
Allows you to enter into overflowing blessings.
Redemption Way.
The Lord is going to surprise someone here tonight.
Join Pastor E.A. Adeboye and other men of God every first Friday of the month as they lead multitudes of worshippers to the presence of God and the monthly Holy Ghost service at the Redemption Camp, Kilometer 46, Lagos Ibadan Expressway, from 6:30 p.m. to dawn.
You're watching Redemption Way.
Hello.
Second Chronicles chapter 1.
Verse 6 to 15.
Second Chronicles 1:6-15. Second Chronicles chapter 1 verse 6-15. And Solomon just woke up one morning. I'm going to do something nobody had done before. I'm going to sacrifice 1,000 burnt offering to the Lord. And everybody was looking at him. What's wrong with you? Where did you see this one from? Nobody had offered more than 7 burnt offering at a time before. You're not talking of 7. You're not talking of 70. You're not talking of 100. You're talking of 1,000. He said, that's what I want to do. He didn't know God was somewhere behind the scenes. They don't know. That night God said, let's pay this boy a visit. All the hosts of heaven said, yeah, we think that is right. That's proper. And God came down and said, Solomon, what do you want? And God put these words in his mouth. Oh God, all I want is wisdom so that I can take care of your people. Is that all? Do you want something else? No, that's all I want. God said, all right. I will give you wisdom. I will give you understanding. Now, those things you didn't ask for, and we add long life, peace, prosperity like nobody had ever had before. I studied that passage for quite a time, a long time before I fully understood. Because Bible scholars told us that Solomon was a dull boy. He was a spoiled child. He wasn't too clever. If he wasn't too clever, it was not his wisdom that caused him to say, offer 1,000 burnt offering. How did he come about the idea? Then I found the secret. In 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 24 to 25. 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 24 to 25. The Bible said when Solomon was born, God loved him. God looked down from heaven and said, I like this boy. Because I like him, I want to make him great. I want to make him unique. Now, how do I do it that nobody will accuse me of partiality? I will inspire him. I will cause him to do something that nobody had ever done before. I will cause him to lay a record. And then I can lay a record for him. God of grace.
when he wants to be gracious. He inspires. It will cause you to think to do something nobody had done before. So that he can then reply and say, well, everybody, you see what he had done, so don't blame me that I am doing this. Thank you, Father. The Lord said there's someone here tonight. He said, you have called on me for deliverance. He said, I will deliver you. Thank you, Lord. The Lord said, there's someone here tonight. He said, those who expected you to drown in sorrow, we hear your laughter this month. Oh, thank you, Father. When God wants to be gracious, in order that nobody will be able to accuse him of partiality, he inspires you to do something that nobody else had done, and then he will reply by doing something, and everybody will say it is because you did something. I told you the story before. First time I went to Tulsa for Kenneth Hagin camp meeting. It was time to give an offering. Special offering for the Bible College. And one man got up, went to the stage, and asked for permission to speak, and called his wife to come and join him, and whisper something to the wife. The wife said, go ahead. And the man announced and said, brothers and sisters, it is time to give this special offering. I want to challenge you tonight. Whatever all of you give, all of you, everything you give, added together, that is what my wife and I will give. We thought this man is mad. Because there are about 70,000 of us. You are saying that what 70,000 people will give, added together, is what you alone will give. And you know human beings, those who didn't want to give before, because they want to create a problem for the man, they gave. They added everything together. It was over $3 million. And they told him, he took the microphone. He said, brothers and sisters, is this all you can do? So I said, I must talk to this man. He must know something that I didn't know. After the program, I went for him. And I learned 5 years ago, he started a business with $500. and reach an agreement with God, I will not insult you by paying tithe, giving you 10%. I will keep 10%. I will give you 90%. Over to you. Within 5 years, his business grew from $500 to $50 million. Master, I know what I am doing. Who inspired him?
It is
God told him when he had next to nothing, reach an agreement with me. Do this and see what I will do. I know there's somebody listening to me tonight that within 1 year you will stand on this altar and tell everybody that on the night of May, of the special Holy Ghost service for May, God spoke something to you and everything changed. Who is the fellow, that one that I'm talking to? Let me hear you say, it is me, oh Lord. The Shunammite woman saw the man of God passing by. In 2 Kings chapter 4. Oh, thank you, my Lord. Maybe I should say amen to this one too before I tell you.
Amen.
And Lord said, there's somebody here tonight. He said, for the rest of your life, there will be no more evil visitations. Second Kings chapter 4, verse 8 to 17. The Shunammite woman saw the man of God passing by and said, man of God, come and eat in my house. Man of God said, thank you, I'm not interested. I'm not hungry. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. And the Lord said to the Shunammite woman, she didn't know it was God talking. Don't let him go. Block his way. The Shunammite woman said to the man of God, you are not going until you come to my house to eat. The Bible says she compared him. So the man of God said, all right, if you won't let me go, let's go and eat in your house. He went. He ate. The Shunammite woman said, anytime you are passing by here, please branch. The man kept coming. And God said to the woman, you need to do a little more. Build a house for him. She did. Why? Because God had made up his mind. This woman thought she had everything except one. He hasn't got a child. The husband is old. And God says, I must give this family a child.
He
inspired the woman. Until she got her miracle. The inspiration you need, that your joy may be full, God will give you tonight in Jesus' name. He will inspire. I can give you several other examples, but because of time, let me give you one more very important issue. Now, when he inspires you to do something, that is when he wants to be gracious, he will keep pushing you until you have done everything that he wants you to do. He will keep pushing you until you finally get it. Mark chapter 10, verse 46-52. Oh, thank you, Father. I know God will be gracious tonight.
Amen.
He said there is someone here tonight. He said, for every month that you had suffered, I will give you a year in return. Oh, thank you, Lord. The Lord said there's someone here tonight. He said, I will frustrate all those who are holding your progress captive. Mark chapter 10. Verse 46-52. The Bible said Jesus came to Jericho. And then as he was going out of Jericho, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. He came to Jericho. The fellow he was looking for was not in Jericho. So he moved out of Jericho. He knew Bartimaeus was there. And he inspired him. When you hear a lot of people passing by, ask who is passing by. That wasn't the job of a beggar. The job of a beggar is give me money. All of you passing by, give me money. But he said, he asked, who is passing by? He said, Jesus of Nazareth. The son of David. Oh, he said, today is my day. How many of you believe that today is your day too? I think you better say amen loud and clear then. The Spirit of God pushed him. Begin to cry out. Cry out. Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Everybody said, keep quiet. God said, don't keep quiet. Shout louder. Don't let them intimidate you. God instigated him until finally
Jesus can now pretend as if he's hearing for the first time. You may not know it. You are not here tonight by accident. No, he arranged for you to come tonight. Before you left home, he knew you are coming. What is troubling you, he knew. But he wanted you to come, so that when it is time to pray, you can lift your voice and cry to him, so that when the time for testimony comes, you will be able to say, I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me from his holy hills. He brought me out of the miry clay, put my feet on the rock to stay, and put a new song in my mouth. Somebody will sing a new song before the sun rises. When you read Mark chapter 5, verse 1 to 20, Mark 5, verse 1 to 20. Oh, thank you, Lord. And I said, there's someone here tonight. He said, there is a fire that the intruder has set in your marriage. He asked me to tell you, I will put out the fire. Oh, thank you, my Lord. I think this one is for me, no doubt about it at all. So amen and amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Amen.
Allah said, there's someone here tonight.
Allah is a penny company.
He said, I will give you the ability to turn things around for good. In Mark chapter 5, verse 1 to 20. Ask yourself, what was Jesus doing by the graveside? It is because there was a madman there that he wanted to be merciful unto.
Oh, no, you will pay any combat or this thing with all any book, you tell
mad fellow. Seriously mad. People don't pass by there because of him. But Jesus passed by there and inspired him. Madman, I know you are very, very crazy, but I want you to do something. Fall on your knees and worship me. How did a madman know that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? How did he know that this is a deliverer? How did he know that this is the only one who can set him free? How did he know that this is the one who can restore his destiny? He didn't know, but the God of grace inspired him. The inspiration that will lead to your total liberation. God will give you tonight in Jesus' name. What about Matthew 15, verse 21 to 28?
We Matthew, orike dogun ko ese kokanleni ogun si kejidini ogun.
Matthew 15, 21 to 28.
Matthew, orike dogun ese kokanleni ogun si kejidini ogun.
When that woman came and began to cry to Jesus Christ, Help me, help me. My daughter is grievously vexed of the devil. The Bible says he didn't answer a word. He didn't answer. But secretly he was pumping her up. Don't keep quiet. Don't keep quiet. Just keep on saying, help me, help me. The disciples said, this woman is too noisy. Lord, let's get rid of her. God said, I'm not sent better to the lordship of the house of Israel. And the same time, he said, woman, don't keep quiet, don't keep quiet. And the woman came and fell at his feet, please have mercy on me. I can't give the bread of children to dogs. I've called you a dog, but don't keep quiet. Don't keep quiet. He kept on pushing her on. Until she said, I'm not asking for bread, I'm asking for a crumb. Say, woman, you got what you want. Everything you need to make you joyful, a God of grace will give it to you tonight. Grace chooses who to bless. But he doesn't do it randomly. I told the people who came to Divine Encounter on Monday. In Luke chapter 5, verse 1 to 7. Luke 5 verse 1 to 7. Ah, thank you again, O Lord. The Lord said there's someone here tonight. He said, I have moved mountains for you before. I will do it again. He said, there's someone here tonight. He said, very soon. Very soon. There will be the sound of music in your home again. Oh, God of grace. The Lord said there's someone here tonight. He said, out of your ashes shall rise a mansion.
Amen.
Luke 5, verse 1 to 7. There were two boats. And he chose that of Peter. Why? Because he doesn't choose lazy people. He chose somebody who could say, I fished all night.
Oh my, I want to see when he told his people,
he is not great. He will never show mercy to a lazy person. He is a rewarder of those who are diligent. It is those who are diligent that he said we stand before kings. He doesn't just choose randomly. He will look for somebody who will be hard working. He will choose somebody who will be, once he has shown him grace, will be 100% committed to him.
yo wa wa eni to je pe ni kete to ba ti ri ore ofe bayi ko ni dekun lati ma lo.
After he showed grace to the madman,
leyin ti o fi ore ofe han okunrin to sinwu yen,
the madman became an evangelist going all over the country for him.
Oh, akunrin na wa pada di aji irere to nlo dake jado lati ma waasu re.
Paul said,
Paul wi pe
grace made me what I am.
Ore ofe lo
but I use that grace to labor. God does not choose lazy people. He will choose those who will work for him, who will be really determined to serve him all the days of their lives. He will choose those who will be willing to spend and be spent for him. Like Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 15. 2 Corinthians 12 verse 15. He said, I will gladly spend and be spent for him. You want him to show you grace? Are you ready for the hard work that will follow? Many of us who have been praying, God, give me the ability to heal the sick. God will say, Amen. How many souls have you brought to me since I saved your soul? Give me the ability to raise the dead. And God will say, what have you done for me since I saved your soul? Prosper me mightily, O God, prosper me mightily. Your house has been there all this time. Not a single house fellowship has started in your house. The talent I've given you, how have you used it? Grace is to get you moving. He will not be gracious to the idol. No. Philippians chapter 3 verse 7 to 8. Almighty God said, Paul said,
Paul,
all that were gained to me, I counted it but loss. I just want to win Christ. Once the grace brought him into salvation, he went all out to show his gratitude in every way possible. Many of us who have never made any major sacrifice for the one who saved our souls. I told you that I was a rotten fellow before the Lord met me. He saved my soul July
1973.
By 1974, the first church in my village had been there. I didn't have much money. There was a cocoa store that
had
been abandoned for years. I went to the owner. Can I rent this place? He said, what do you want to use it for? It's been empty for a long time. I want to use it for a church. You can't you see how derelict it is? I said I will repair it. Let's reach an agreement. I repair it. And then I will be deducting what would have been your rent until I finish the money I use in repairing it. I said, go ahead, it's useless to me now. I repaired it. We sat down, we calculated. Before what I spend will be exhausted, it will take 17 years. But it just started. We didn't stay there for 17 years. Because the moment I began to do that, God began to prosper me too. And so we were able to build our own church building. What have you done for God since He saved your soul? And I went everywhere telling everybody, He saved me. Come to Jesus Christ. That was just the first church that God used me to build. I don't need to count the number now. He gave you grace so that the grace can be used for His kingdom. He wants to give you additional grace if you are willing to work for Him more than ever before. This is particularly so because the second coming of the Lord is at hand. He wants to turn the tide for you tonight so you can go all over the world telling people, come before it is too late, come to Jesus. He has put you in the position where He has put you now so that while you are in position you can do mighty things for God. What will you do with the grace that He has given? What will you do with the grace that is yet to give? He's looking among us now, looking for those who will serve Him with all their strength, with all their resources, with all their time, so that He can pour abundant grace upon them. Are you hungry for grace? You can have grace. You can have additional grace. And then His word says in Romans chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. Romans 6, verses 1 and 2. He said, you cannot continue in sin and expect grace to abound. You want grace? You must also be hungry for holiness. You must be willing to say, God, if you can just forgive my sins, I will not go back into sin again. Remember what I said at the beginning. One single encounter with God will change your life completely. So if you are here tonight and you have never surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, let tonight be your night of encounter with Him. He saved my soul in
1973,
and I've been enjoying His health since then. I was going to hell, when he saved my soul by his grace, I'm now heading for heaven. I was useless to myself when he saved my soul. Now I've become a useful instrument in his hand. You come and have an encounter with him, and he can use you too if you are willing to serve it. So those of you who want to give your life to Jesus, you can come now. I will count from 1 to 10, but I know that some of you are very far away and you need to begin to hurry forward quickly now. If you want to have that encounter with God that will change your life completely, that will change your destiny for good, that will rescue you from Satan, rescue you from hell, and turn you on your way to heaven, begin to come forward now. One, you can make this your day of salvation. Gracious God is willing to save your soul. And I know God the Father is already pulling you. Oh, only those that God is drawing will come. And so if you feel like coming but you don't want to get up, it means God is not pulling you. Then you can sit down and sit down in your sin and go to hell with it. That's fine. But if he wants to be merciful unto you, and he knows that you are still living in sin, he will pull you forward tonight. His grace will pull you forward tonight. The Father will say, go, you can't sit down, because you must be saved. His blood must cleanse you from sins so that everything can change for the better. For now, all the blood of Jesus cleanses from all sins. But it's the Father who will draw you to the foot of the cross so that that blood can wash away your sins. Oh, it's by grace that you are saved. But it's his Father who will draw you so that you can come for that salvation. So I rejoice with those of you who are already coming. And I pity those of you who know you should go forward and are sitting down, because it means that maybe you are not destined for that grace. This is the night of salvation for so many. Thank God for the grace of God that brought you. Keep coming. And those of you already in front, you begin to pray to God and ask him for mercy. Just be merciful unto me, O Lord. Forgive all my sins. Save my soul tonight, and I will serve you for the rest of my life. Those of you who are still on the way, you keep coming. Even as you are coming, begin to pray. Ask God for mercy. Ask him to save your soul. Ask him to forgive your sins. Ask him to give you a brand new beginning. Call on him now. The rest of us, please stretch your hands towards this room and pray for them. Ask that the Almighty God will be merciful unto them. Ask that the Almighty God will be merciful unto them. that God will save their souls, that He will forgive all their sins, that He will give them a brand new beginning today. Let's pray for them, brethren. And those of you who are still on the way, keep coming. Just make sure you get here before I finish praying, because I'll be praying very soon for salvation. The call on Him, save my soul, O Lord. Have mercy on me. Forgive all my sins. Forgive all my sins. Almighty God, have mercy on me. Have mercy, on me. Forgive all my sins, O Lord. And I will serve you for the rest of my life. Keep coming, I want to pray now. But make sure you get here before I finish praying. Thank you, my Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Savior, I want to bless your name tonight. Thank you for your word. And thank you for these people who have come forward. Because I know nobody can come unto you except you draw him. Thank you for drawing these people. Thank you that they have not refused your drawing. Please accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Gracious Lord, be merciful unto them in Jesus' name. Cleanse them in your blood in Jesus' name. Save their souls today in Jesus' name. Write their names in the book of life now in Jesus' name. From now on, when they call on you, please answer them in Jesus' name. Please don't let them go back to the world. Let them serve you till the end. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. And those of you who are in front, let me hear you shout hallelujah. Lord is going to surprise someone here tonight.
Join Pastor E.A. Adeboye and other men of God every first Friday of the month as they lead multitudes of worshippers to the presence of God in the monthly Holy Ghost service at the Redemption Camp, Kilometer 46, Lagos Ibadan Expressway, from 6:30 p.m. to dawn. There is a Redeemed Christian Church of God very close to you. Join them for a life-changing experience in worship. Join us on this same station at this time next week for another wonderful experience as Pastor E.A. Adeboye exposes the deep mysteries in the Word of God.